I met a lot of them in the clubs as well, because once I joined the Night Riders, I was like a member of all these clubs, like the Cedar Club, the Rum Runner, and all that, you know, and Alex's, of course. And I'd meet all, I got to meet all the players, like Roy Wood and everybody on the scene who was cool, you know, who was good. And so it was really great. It felt so fantastic to be amongst all these people instead of doing all these super jobs, yeah.
So from Idle Race to move to ELO, talk us through that.
Well, from Idle Race, I stayed with Idle Race, we made two albums, and it sort of got to be a bit like, well, maybe nothing's going to happen, it's 4 years now, you know, so I thought, as much as I hated to leave them, because I loved them all, I thought they were great guys, and they'd saved me from this life of grim, you know, oh, God, thank God I got out of there. But anyway, so, what was it again?
Idle Race to move to ELO, that process.
So, me and Roy became good pals, and we used to go around each other's house and play each other songs that we'd written, you know, and they used to come out on record as well, so they weren't for private songs, they were actual records that got in the charts and things on some occasions. And through that friendship, we sort of had a good friendship for a couple of years while I was still in the Idle Race. And then he said, why don't you join our group and we can do it together, you know, do some together, get some strings. And we were always talking about strings. What would it be like to have strings in your group? And that's what we did. I finally left the Idle Race and joined The Move. And The Move was actually a platform to make ELO.
That's correct.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so then so ELO basically was yourself and Roy Wood,
yeah.
Bev.
Yeah.
Cole Wayne had left by that stage,
yes.
From
it was just the three of us basically.
Yeah. And then that became ELO. And who put the strings together? Who got all the musicians to play the strings?
Well, there weren't any stuff, it was just me and Roy. No, I mean, not that we weren't musicians, sorry. Roy was a brilliant multi-instrumentalist, and he can pick up an instrument and just play it for some unknown reason. Like he can play the cello, so we made this song called 105-8 Overture that I wrote, and he put this cello part to it. I did the big guitar riff, and then he put this cello on. And it was totally amazing. We were like, God, it's amazing. And we played it probably 8,000 times in the van, in the car on the way. We were going to Cornwall to play at Bude. And it drove everybody else bonkers.